Welcome to KBS World Radio, everyone. Thank you for joining us on Books on Demand, a show that introduces a treasure trove of Korean short stories to the global audiences. Today we introduce Scoundrels by Kim Yoo-jung. I'm your host Karen Choi, and please stay tuned. Kim Yoo-jung's Scoundrels was published in 1935. The original Korean title, Mamubang, means someone who is shameless and unprincipled. This story is about two brothers, the older one, Eung-chil, a habitual gambler and thief, who fled his hometown to escape creditors, and the younger Eung-ho, who is poor but hardworking and guileless. The story begins with the description of Eung-chil's sad past.
As recent as 5 years ago, Eung-chil had a loving wife, a son, and even a house. He sat down with his wife every night and tried to think of ways to make more money, but failed to come up with anything feasible. He seemed to work hard at the farm, but the only thing he was left with was debts. He was bound to be in deep trouble at this rate. One night, he shook awake his wife, snoring away next to him, and told her to see what household goods they had. Then he dipped a brush in the inkstone. The newspapers plastered on the walls had yellowed over time. That was where he wrote down the items called out by his wife. 3 clay urns, 2 hoes, 1 sickle, and then rice bowls, chopsticks, and even 3 bales of straw. Then he wrote down the names of those to whom he owed money. The debt amounts were written below their names and, just next to them, he wrote a statement that said these items were his only possession, that he is running away in guilt because he has no way to pay back their 54 won, and that they should not fight, but rather discuss among themselves to divvy up the items fairly so no one should be shortchanged. Then he took his wife and son and fled.
After making their escape, Eung-chil's family lived by begging on the streets. When even that became difficult, they went their separate ways to find a way to somehow survive. Having nowhere to put down his roots, Eung-chil ended up as a career criminal who had been convicted 4 times for theft and gambling. Having no family, no home, and no land, Eung-chil drifted into the village where his younger brother Eung-ho lived. They were glad to see each other, being the only family left, but Eung-ho's situation wasn't any better than the older brother's.
Eung-ho was an honest farmer. At age 31, he was considered by other villagers as an exemplary young man. But the problem was that he didn't harvest the rice plants. The landowner, or official Kim, who lent him his money on a long-term interest, often urged him to reap the rice. "What good is the rice when my wife is about to die?" Eung-ho's wife was ill, and he couldn't buy her medicine because he couldn't afford it, which was all the more reason he should have harvested the rice. But why didn't he? Anyone who had threshed the landowner's crops with Eung-ho last year would have asked that question. He would have been happy to harvest the rice he tenderly loved for the entire year. But after giving the land fee to the owner, paying the interest with the rice, and settling the fertilizer payment, all he had left was the sweat on his back. He was ashamed rather than sad. It was really humiliating for him to go home with an empty cart rattling, while his friends who had farmed with him watched him go empty-handed. He held back tears until he couldn't any longer. Even worse, this year's crops were poor. If he were to harvest the crops, he would have nothing left to eat, let alone pay off his debts. This was why he decided to do nothing, leaving others to reap the crops. He would only be hounded by creditors if the word got out that he had harvested some rice.
Eungho was between a rock and a hard place, but something happened at his rice field. In other words, rice disappeared. Only the perfect grains were picked, leaving behind the diseased chaff. Judging from the area robbed of rice, the stolen amount was eyeballed at about 5 mile, about 90 liters at least. Eungchil was aghast when he discovered this as he walked by the field early in the morning. If the news reached the village, everyone would undoubtedly accuse him of stealing the rice. With theft convictions under his belt and no one to vouch for his character, Eungchil was the likeliest suspect. He paid for makgeolli with the pine mushrooms he picked in the mountains before walking over to Eungho's place. The younger brother was brewing medicine for his sick wife. From the dark room came the sound of a woman's labored breathing and painful coughing. "I think it's boiled down enough. Why don't you give it to her before it burns?" It wasn't really medicine, rather. Eungho was boiling the snake he had caught the day before. "Here, have some pine mushrooms." Eungho took the rare mushrooms his brother offered to his wife in the room.
"Try this." "What? What did you say? I told you to speak clearly." But he couldn't tell what his wife was trying to say, only from her hand gestures. "I think she wants to go to the bathroom." "Why didn't she just say so?" Eungho had known that his sick wife was losing her voice. But he still couldn't help getting upset as he carefully helped the rail thin woman onto his back. Eungho had worked as a manservant for 3 years to win her over. He never had a drop of alcohol, although he loved to drink. And he saved every penny he earned. That was how he got her to marry him. Not even 2 years into their marriage, however, this is what happened to her. Nobody knew what the disease was because he had never taken her to a doctor. Someone who claimed to know medicine said things were looking bad for her. Eungho carried his wife again into the room and laid her down on the mat. The medicine was simmered down enough. He waited until the medicine cooled down before bringing the bowl to her lips. She gulped down the snake brew without a word of protest. Eungchil sat down on the ground, marveling at how precious a human life was.
Eungchil had stayed in the village for more than a month already and wanted to leave desperately. But he couldn't just leave his brother and his sick wife like this. So Eungchil decided to find the thief who took Eungho's rice before leaving the village. "I will catch the bastard tonight and break his legs." Some 30 years ago, people made wine and danced merrily to the gong rhythm. Autumn should have brought joy to the rural community, but for some reason, it has become more bloodthirsty to live in the village these days. Eungchil remembered a robber who killed a person with a sickle in a mountain one autumn night 2 years ago. A farmer had murdered another farmer who was returning from the market. All the killer took was 4 coins and 7 tuè, or 12.6 liters of sorghum. Just when he thought the culprit this time might be a lowlife like that, he felt the hairs stand on their ends as a cold mist rolled in. Late at night, Eungchil headed to Eungho's field in the mountain to wait for the thief to show up. 2 hours later, just when Eungchil was about to doze off, he saw a man's shadow approaching the field. He grabbed the club and hid behind a pine tree.
About 15 minutes later, the man's head poked out from behind the ridge and looked this way and that way before crawling out of the hiding place. His face was covered with a towel or a piece of cloth, with only holes for his eyes. Eungchil lunged at him. "You bastard! How dare you steal my brother's rice?" He boomed like a cannon. which made the thief roll down the embankment. The thief must have been taken by surprise. Eung-chil pounced on him to pick him up by the waist and threw him down hard on the ground.
Ouch! Oh, no!
Eung-chil was startled by the voice. He looked at the man and rolled up the man's sleeves. After seeing it, he looked down on the ground, despondent. There was frightening silence. The thief finally picked himself up after moaning for a while.
How could you hurt your own brother like this?
Eung-ho glared at his brother before turning away. Eung-ho couldn't hold back the tears.
Why can't I eat my own crop?
He spat out those words and then staggered out of the view. Eung-chil just stood there, dazed.
The thief turned out to be Eung-ho. Eung-chil opened the bundle that Eung-ho had left behind. It contained not even 2 liters of rice. Eung-chil felt awful at the thought that his younger brother had to resort to stealing to get a few scoops of rice. Then he recalled an ox that was always kept outside of a house deep in the mountain.
The ox was big and well-fed. It would easily fetch 71 at least. Eung-chil quickly followed his brother. Eung-chil was able to catch up with him at the public cemetery.
Hey, I have a great idea. I will make some money for you. All you have to do is come with me.
But Eung-ho puckered his mouth without saying anything. Not only that, he shook off Eung-chil's hand placed on his shoulder. The older brother was shocked.
You prick! Am I not your older brother?
Eung-chil struck Eung-ho's buttocks with the club. The younger brother crumpled to the ground, his body folded. Eung-chil beat him on the knee and then on the back. He beat Eung-ho badly enough to keep him down. He beat Eung-ho until he laid prone on the ground crying. He struck his own brother out of anger, but seeing his bruised arms, he came to feel uneasy. This is what an unlucky man gets in life. Eung-chil spat on the ground. He picked up Eung-ho and carried him on his back.
When will he grow up?
Eung-chil thought as he heaved a big, worried sigh. Then he sauntered down the hill in silence.
Eung-chil felt bad for beating up his younger brother. Does this mean that Eung-chil is Manmubang, the scoundrel? Here's literary critic Chun So-young to answer that question and talk about the surprise ending.
희생자와 범인이 일치하는 이런 상황이 펼쳐지는데 이러한 반전 때문에
The thief and the victim were the one and the same, which probably surprised most of the readers. This unexpected ending demonstrates the tragic reality of ordinary Korean farmers during the colonial period. They had to steal their own crops to feed themselves. Farmers couldn't find any hope in farming within the harsh relationship between the tenant farmers and landowners under the Japanese colonial regime. Sometimes farmers sought a big fortune by indulging in illegal gambling. In that sense, both Eung-chil and Eung-ho are Manmubang scoundrels. Not only those brothers, but all Korean farmers at the time were considered Manmubangs, who lived from day to day with no hope for the future.
뿐만이 아니라 당장 하루를 버티기 위해서는 만무방으로 사는 것이 차라리 나은 내일이 없는 조선 농민 모두가 바로 만무방이라고 할 수 있습니다.
Thank you for tuning in to Books on Demand. This week we read Scoundrels by Kim Yoo-jung. This has been Karen Choi, and please join me again next week.